Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and today is week two of Black History Month, and we're going to start off with music from Canadian pianist Joe Seeley with featured guest Paul Novotny on bass. From their album Double Entendre, we're going to open up with Some Other Blues. Pianist Joe Seeley starting off this edition of In Transition with Some Other Blues. And now we're going to turn our attention to one of the great songwriters in jazz and also one of the great arrangers in jazz, Duke Ellington. And we're going to listen to a track called It's Freedom.
to reach beyond our reach, to reach for a star. Oh, we'll go about the business of becoming what we already are. Freedom! 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 Freedom!
Libertade.
Libertas.
Freiheit.
Liberté.
Freiheit.
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 Unakoto.
Do you?
Juhu.
Svoboda.
Hofesh.
Tavasoblava.
Freedom.
Freedom is a word that is spoken and sung loudly and softly all around the world and in many languages. The word freedom is used for many purposes. It is sometimes even used in the interest of freedom. I often think of freedom as it was enjoyed by Billy Strayhorn, my writing and arranging companion. Billy Strayhorn lived by four major moral freedoms. Freedom from hate unconditionally. Freedom from self-pity. Freedom from fear of possibly doing something that might benefit someone else more than it would him, and freedom from the kind of pride that could make a man feel that he was better than his brother.
That was Duke Ellington with It's Freedom. I think that was part of his Sacred Concerts that he did many, many years ago, and I really enjoyed that one. That was a great arrangement and a beautiful composition. As we celebrate Black History Month, my name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. And if you'd like to visit my website, www.mcran.com. And now we turn to a sax player that I've long admired, who made an impression on Charles Mingus when he played with his band many years ago. I'm talking about Booker Ervin, and not too many people know quite what to make of him as an artist, but I can tell you that he was a beautiful musician and a wonderful sax player. We're going to listen to that right now from his album, The Trance. This is Booker Ervin with his version of Speak Low.
Thank you.
That was music from one of the greats in jazz, Booker Ervin, from an album recorded in Munich, Germany in 1965. There's only three tracks on the album, and we heard one of them, Speak Low, a composition from Ogden Nash and Kurt Weill, and featuring Jackie Byard on piano, the great, great, fantastic drummer, Alan Dawson, on this session as well, and Reggie Workman was on bass. And I hope you enjoyed that, Booker Ervin, as we celebrate Black History Month. And we're going to continue now with some more music from a legendary musician in jazz, still with us, Herbie Hancock. And we're going to listen to one of the recordings that he made for the Blue Note label back in the 1960s. And this one is entitled simply The Egg. Thank you.
If you're an undergraduate student at the University of Ottawa and want or need to make changes to your bachelor's program but aren't sure how to go about it, come to the university's first ever information fair on program changes. Join us Tuesday and Wednesday, February 11th and 12th between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the University Center. Meet with faculty representatives, sit in on information sessions, visit information booths, and complete your program changes all under one roof. For more information, visit registrar.uottawa.ca. Start your day by making a socially conscious choice before you're even conscious.
Since opening their first coffee house 13 years ago, Bridgehead Coffee now boasts 13 roasts, 15 locations, including their own roastery on Preston Street here in Ottawa.
Bridgehead Coffee is organic, shade-grown, and best of all, fair-traded. This means that the farmers are paid a fair wage for their goods.
And you can feel good about your coffee and what it can do for the community. So raise a cup of economic justice, and let's get addicted to ethics with Bridgehead.
Well, we just heard a great composition entitled The Egg from June 17th, 1964. And that was Herbie Hancock heading that date on a Blue Note release called Empyrean Isles. And it featured Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ron Carter on bass, Anthony Williams, also known as Tony Williams, on drums, and of course Hancock himself on piano. And what a beautiful piece that was. As we celebrate Black History Month, I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. And we're just going to continue listening to music from the great periods in jazz where things were really evolving. And here's another example. The great periods in jazz, I think, were the 60s, there was the 30s, the 40s, a lot of creativity going on. Of course, the 50s as well, there was quite a bit going on. You didn't hear about it too much. But it was there. It was the underbelly of the music in America. Here's another example of a fine, fine pianist who went under the radar, I think, Horace Parlan. Another Blue Note session and a track entitled The Other Part of Town.
Thank you.
That track that we just heard was written by guitarist Grant Green and featured Grant himself on some very wonderful guitar playing. We had Booker Irvin on sax, Al Harwood on drums, George Tucker on bass, and Horace Parlin himself on piano. One of the great pianists, I think, to come out of the 50s, 60s, and continue to perform for many years. And was kind of a different pianist, but one of the many musicians I felt that went under the radar and was never given his due. And there were many of them, believe me, many, many musicians. So we're going to continue now with some music from one of Canada's great musicians, Oscar Peterson. This time he's paired with Lionel Hampton on vibes, and they're doing the standard entitled Tenderly. That was music from Oscar Peterson and Lionel Hampton, a beautiful rendition of Tenderly. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and we're just going to continue with the music, and this time we're going to listen to another very, very, I think, influential musician who left us way too young and way too early, died in the early 60s. I'm talking about Eric Dolphy, and we're going to listen to a track that was covered by quite a few musicians at the time. It's entitled "Woody and You." This is a prestige recording from the great Eric Dolphy.
Good evening.
Thank you.
If you're an undergraduate student at the University of Ottawa and want or need to make changes to your bachelor's program but aren't sure how to go about it, come to the university's first ever information fair on program changes. Join us Tuesday and Wednesday, February 11th and 12th between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the University Center. Meet with faculty representatives, sit in on information sessions, visit information booths, and complete your program changes, all under one roof. For more information, visit registrar.uottawa.ca.
You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Thank you.
That was music from alto saxophonist Charles McPherson on his version of How Deep is the Ocean. And that was from a recording made April of 1997 entitled, I'm trying to get the name of the number of the album here. It's entitled Manhattan Nocturne. And we had the late pianist Mulgrew Miller, also featured on that last number. Ray Drummond was on bass, and we had on drums Victor Lewis. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. And now we're going to listen to some music from Canadian vocalist Jerry Brown from her album A Timeless Place and a track called Looking Back.
The shelter of tall grass was meant for young lovers to lie down and dream upon. Though the years and the worries have changed my life, all the memories of then still live on. I still see the meadow come alive with the morning from the house where I lived as a child, and the sun as it lifted its lazy head, smiling down where the clover grows wide. The nights that I slept with all the windows wide open, the rain coming in through the screen, and the pale silvery mist draped around the sight I have seen. And then I left and wandered through the world on my own, but that old house on the hill, the only home I have known, the shelter of tall grass was meant for young lovers to lie down and dream upon. Though the years and the worries have changed all the memories of the still live on.
FM in Ottawa, your community radio in the nation's capital.
CHUO 89.1 FM,
your Ottawa community radio station.
My name is Randy McElligott, and we're back with just one more track until the end of the show, and we're going to feature a recording from an innovator in jazz and an influence for many musicians over the years, Horace Silver. And this is from his album, Doin' the Thing. We're going to hear a track called The Gringo and Cool Eyes.
We'd like to continue right now and do another original composition for you. This one is somewhat in the Latin vein. We sincerely hope you enjoy a little thing we call The Gringo.
Thank you.
pasados. Orígenes presenta los colores y sabores de lo mejor de la música en español. Orígenes presenta también noticias, entrevistas y anuncios comunitarios. Escuche Orígenes todos los sábados en CHUO 89.1 FM. Todos los sábados, Orígenes presenta los colores y sabores de lo mejor de la música en español. Orígenes presenta también noticias, entrevistas y anuncios comunitarios. Escuche Orígenes todos los sábados en CHUO 89.1 FM.
That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. I couldn't think of a better way to exit the show today with Horace Silver live at the Village Gate. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. Until then, have a great week. And don't forget, 2 minutes from now, the Ethiopian show until 3 p.m. Bye for now.